Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah continues discussing what is allowed to be saved from a burning house and where it's allowed to be brought. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the food is allowed to be brought into Chatzer. There were two different opinions, if it's Chatzer Me'urevis with the Eir of Chatzeris, or a Chatzer, a courtyard that doesn't have Eir of Chatzeris. So the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Dalet Ulasham, and to there, to that place, to that Chatzer, that you're allowed to bring the food. Maitzi kol klei tashmisha, he could bring out all the different utensils that he's going to need to eat the food, such as forks, knives, plates, chairs, and tables. He can bring all that out also, because that's necessary for his suddas on Shabbos. V'leivish kol mashiyachal lobeish, and he can wear anything that he's allowed to put, anything that he's able to put on. He can put many layers of clothing on. Whatever he's able to wear, he can take out to the chatzer. V'aitev kol mashiyachal latev, and he can wrap himself in whatever he can wrap himself, like a talis or scarf, shawl, and he can go out with that. Rabbi Yasi says, no, Shmainasar Kalim, only the 18 Kalim that people generally wore. The Rav says in his time and place of Rabbi Yasi, they would wear normally 18 different garments, from shoes to different types of leggings, different types of shirts. Each one had a belt around the undershirt and a belt on the overshirt, different head coverings, gloves, all added up to 18 different garments. Those 18 different garments he can wear out. And then, v'chayzer v'leibish umaitzi, and then he can repeat it, go back and put on these garments, another set of these garments again in the house and bring it out again, and he can do that. But he can't put on multiple unnecessary garments, only just these 18 garments that were necessary in that time to wear. Va'aymer la'acherim, and he can tell other people, bayu v'hatzilu imi, come and save with me, come in and put on clothing and save the stuff with me. Mishnah Hay discusses what one is allowed to do to prevent the spreading of the fire. Reb Shimon ben Anas says, parson or shal gedi, one can spread the skin of a gedi, of a young goat, and this was a moist skin, al gabe shida teva umigdol, on top of a chest, or a box, or a closet, sha'achas b'mesa'ar, that the fire already caught onto them, and he's going to spread this moist goat skin on it, mipneishu macharich, because it only singes. This skin was not very flammable, and when the fire would come to it, it would get singed, but it wouldn't actually catch and burn, and it would prevent the spreading of the fire. V'aisen mechitza b'chol ha'kelim, he can use any of his kelim, his vessels, as a mechitza, barrier between the fire and other belongings that he wants to protect. Bein malayim, bein rekanim. Whether the kelim that he's using to as a barrier, whether they're empty or even if they're full of water, it's allowed to be put in the way of the fire. B'shvil shleitav radleika, so the fire doesn't pass through these vessels. They'll put a barrier on, they'll stop this fire from spreading. That's the first opinion. The first Tana holds, you can put these there, even though the water in these vessels may end up extinguishing the fire. It's only a gram kibui. It's only indirect causing of extinguishing. Rabbi Yasi is a different opinion, and he says, "Oiser b'kli cheres chadashim mleim mayim." He forbids one to use a barrier of new earthenware vessels that are filled with water. These new earthenware vessels, lefisha ein yechayim lekabel sa'ar, they weren't able to resist the fire that was very hot. The new kelim, they wouldn't be able to withstand the higher temperatures. V'hein mizbakin, they would shatter from the heat. U'machabin esadaleika, and then the water inside of them would extinguish the fire. And Rabbi Yasi held that gram kibui, indirectly causing the extinguishing of the fire, is asr, is forbidden to do. So one couldn't set up such kelim that would burst and the water would be released on the fire.